one of the other organisations I personally got involved in, which covered some of the dramatic activities, was something that was set up by Dr. Dennis Lewis, who at that time was working at ICI. He set up an organisation called CONTACT, which stood for the Convention of Town Activities. He thought it would be useful every year or two to get together on the campus under marquees all the clubs and societies of the town so that people who didn't belong to them could come along and just see what was available. Mm. So, for example, you could, while you were doing your shopping on a Saturday, you could wander over onto the campus, wander through these marquees, and you could find yourself joining the Young Conservatives or the Welling Garden City Beekeepers or indeed the Barn Theatre Club or the Drama Festival or whatever. And that was very successful. I helped with that for a number of years, and it was very popular. You know, every club and society was very keen to get involved, and that would include Cubs and Scouts and Guides, and the churches got involved, and we had one or two schools involved, particularly those that had extramural activities. And then when we got to 1970, for the Golden Jubilee of Welling Garden City, the Contact Committee, I think it was the Contact Committee, actually organised this special celebration of the Golden Jubilee, which again was a big marquee on the campus. We had some entertainment. We had a stage. We had people performing there. I seem to remember we had the Queen Mother came to witness this wonderful spectacle. The highlight of that activity, from my point of view, was that I got to meet the Queen Mother on two of the lineups. I was presented to her on the first lineup. I then had to run after she'd gone. I ran round the back and turned up at the other end of another line and was introduced to her again because I was representing two different organisations. Mm. So that was a great day for me, and I haven't washed my hands since I shook her hand. That was a great landmark for the drama companies in the Garden City because they all got to perform on that stage in one way or another, either a bit of drama or I seem to remember there's quite a lot of music